You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know what's funny is you're like the sixth or seventh Micheline that we've had call today.
Today?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I've called before, but not today.
No.
Do you believe me that we've got six or seven Michelines that are calling?
No.
Yeah, I'm lying. Total lie.
Just goofing.
Total lie. What's the origin of that name? I'm curious.
It's Italian. It's a family name.
Hey, Micheline.
Hey.
Pasta marinara.
Hey. You know, as an Italian boy, I'm a little embarrassed I didn't know that. What do you do, Micheline? Am I pronouncing it properly? Micheline?
Yes, you are.
I own
an outdoor furniture and decor store.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of wicker, I'm imagining.
And fire wicker. Fire pits.
A lot of fire pits, a lot of outdoor kitchens, a lot of furniture.
Yeah. That's neat.
My fire pit is on the fritz, and they told me to fix it. It's going to be $2,000.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
For one part that's about the size of a... It's like smaller than a... It looks like a about the size... Remember the old DVD containers that you would get? It's about that size.
I do.
$2,000.
Oh, man.
Ow.
So I'm thinking of turning the fire pit into a planter.
Perfect. Perfect. So what do you sell in the winter?
We're open year-round, so a lot more fire pits and a lot more kitchens and a lot of heaters.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, those little portable heater things.
The propane ones there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's very good.
Well, I don't need any of that stuff or I'd come see you, but that's cool. Uh-huh. You got a neat business.
Do you need pots or fountains? We sell those too.
Pots and fountains?
Pots and fountains,
yeah.
Man.
I'm all tapped out on pots and fountains. I'm at my limit with the fountains.
Yeah. Micheline, let's play Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
I am.
Okay, and again, Cody, Jamila, Kenzie, Molly, Lola, even if we get a winner, don't hang up. We want to talk to all of you. Micheline, in 10 seconds. We'll throw you a curveball here. This one could be the easiest one of all time, or you could totally freeze. All right.
Okay.
10 seconds. Since today is National Book Day, give us the titles of 5 books. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Where the Wild Things Are, Ashes and Flames.
I knew it because I would freeze with this one. Isn't that hilarious?
Did you say, oh, Jesus? Because you could have just said the Bible.
Right.
Yes, I did.
Right. The man has a point. Well, you froze.
Well,
you know,
darn it.
It happens.
Totally
it
froze.
Isn't there
it
books
happens.
About patio furniture you could have reeled off?
Not one that I can think of.
All right.
You're a good sport. Thanks for laughing with us today. Have fun. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Oh, we have the greatest listeners. Cody, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Cody. We're good, man.
All good. What's your line of work?
I'm an outside salesman for a hydraulic and industrial hose solutions company.
It's what I almost did with my life. I was this close to that exact same job.
I love industrial hose.
Yeah, I was real close to being an outside sales guy for an industrial. What was it again?
He went a different route with the hose, though.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So how's business?
Man, it's picking up. It's getting to our busy season, so I can't complain.
It's busy. It's a hydraulic hose season.
What's your number one product that sells?
It's definitely going to be more the oil-filled hose. Okay. It's like a discharge hose is what they call it.
Oh, the old discharge hose. What's that going to set me back?
Depending on what you get, $500 to $2,000 a hose.
Dang, that's expensive.
But same
hoses.
Price as my damn fire pit. Maybe I can get one of those
expensive.
Hoses and stick it in the fire pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to buy anything with the word discharge in it, though.
Nope.
I don't want that in any part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So what
especially
do you do for
in
fun?
Oil, because the whole idea of an oily discharge is even worse.
Even worse. Go see a doctor.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, Cody.
Cody, how long have you been listening to this show?
Oh, I'd say probably 4 or 5 years.
That's great. Thank you for spending that many years with us. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Every morning.
You're a good man. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
10 seconds. See if we'll throw you a curveball here. I am not going to allow, like, for instance, the Eiffel Tower, because I don't consider that a building. So in 10 seconds, give us five famous buildings. These can be anywhere in the world. Five famous buildings. Ready? And go!
So the White House, the Lincoln Building, the Empire State Building, the Seattle Needle, the Twin Towers, Taj Mahal.
I love that you threw in the Taj Mahal.
It's a big building. Beautiful.
Big. Taj Mahal was essentially a love letter that the guy wrote to his wife. He built that as an expression of love.
What's the Lincoln building that you referred to?
Like, I think he's talking about where the Lincoln Monument is. Is that a building?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, is that a memorial?
He
like the Eiffel Tower?
Six. So if you throw that one out, there would be five.
Oh, did he get six? Were okay.
Yeah, so he had six, but if you throw out the Lincoln Building.
All right, we'll give it to you, Cody.
I'll say you're
sweet.
A
sweet winner.
Hooray. All right, Cody, listen, stand by with your oily discharge, and Josh will tell you about your tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
See you
you're
later.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Jamila, what are you up to today?
Hi. I'm just kind of like grooming my family's dog at the moment.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
What kind of dog is it?
She's a Lhasa Apso.
She's loud. Tell her shut up.
Yeah, tell that dog to be quiet.
That's my dog, Natasha. Quiet, Natasha.
Yeah. Down, girl. Down.
Does
down.
That dog know any unique tricks?
She knows shake, sit down.
No, unique feel. Tricks.
She knows, like, she knows.
She doesn't know how to shut the hell up. I know that.
Nope, she does not.
you need to give that dog some of that doggy
the
cannabis.
She knows the yard. She knows, like, agility and that type of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Agility? Is that what you said?
Like jumping through hoops and stuff?
Yes.
Up and down ramps and...
Yep.
Boy, if you could just train that dog to play dead, you know, that would be great for the next 2 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, just to roll on her back.
Now we got birds.
Yep, I'm outside.
Do you live at a zoo?
No. No, I don't. I live in a wooded area. Live in the park area.
Yeah, there's not a lot of woods in the Denver metropolitan area. That's funny.
Yeah.
The dog
Denver
is still barking. My
are you
God.
Like? Are you a groomer by trade? Is this your job?
I'm learning how to groom, but I'm professionally a bather.
Of animals?
Yes.
Okay.
People.
Like, I feel bad for those dogs that you have to practice on, too, and they're going back to their owners, and they look like hell, you know?
Yeah, right.
I make them look like...
Pretty good?
I've been learning on and off 3 years.
Do you put little bandanas on them when you're done around their neck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes bows.
Some bows in the ears, sure.
Cute.
Yes.
That's really cute.
Cute.
Yeah. Do you paint their nails?
What?
What? Do you paint their nails?
Yes.
That's a big thing right now.
How much do you charge to bathe the dog?
At the company I work for, it depends on the breed and the size and their coat.
Okay, let's say it's a Lhasa Apso, like that dog that won't shut the hell up. How much is that to bathe that dog?
No, the dog that would not shut up, she's a mini Aussie American Eskimo.
How much?
$99.
For a bath?
To bathe the dog?
Yeah.
Give me a garden hose and a bottle of Dove. Of Dawn.
I was going to say some Dawn detergent in a hose and I'd call it good.
Yeah, it's a mobile grooming business that I work for.
I will say we did that once when I had a dog, and you're not supposed to wash a dog with really cold water because it can inflame their anus. No joke. And it does something with their tail, and it happened to one of my dogs.
He got an inflamed anus?
It was like an inflamed anus tail thing that went on, and the vet was like, oh, did you wash him with really cold water? And I was like, we did.
Did you have to rub some salve on that or something?
The dog paid me $99 to do that.
Jamila, it's been really fun talking to you. We're going to let you go back to those loud dogs, and we hope you have a great day, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. Here comes Kinsey. Kinsey, what are you doing today?
Hi, I'm just driving to work right now.
Okay.
What do you do?
Yeah. I work at a middle school, and I also do photography.
Oh, what do you specialize in?
I do portraits, so like weddings, family photos, seniors.
You making good money doing that?
I do, yeah. It's my goal to do it full time. So.
Good for you. Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Okay, good. Whenever you're doing portraits of people, if they never ask them to put their hand up by their face.
I just posted a picture of me with my hand by my face.
I think I saw it.
I liked it.
Try to keep their hand away from their face, Kenzie. Can you do that?
Okay. Yes, yeah. Of course.
That's so 35 years ago. There's pensive look with the finger up by the side of the cheek. Or
that's my new Facebook profile picture.
Yeah, well,
it looks really good.
You look like a tool.
No, it looks really
good. I saw it. I was like, God, Jeremy, you look like a D-bag. Get your hand away from your face.
No, I look good. God, the amount of compliments I received on that?
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, you have no shortage of people who try to kiss your lily white butt around here. I know that.
Really?
Kinsey.
Have you read our text line?
I'm not talking about that. Kinsey, what do you charge for a little like portrait session?
$400.
That's an hour?
For an hour, yeah.
How many prints do they get?
Around like 50.
That's not bad. Do you edit them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Skin smooth, crop, edit.
Skin smooth. That's a big
feature
right now.
Nobody really looks
like
themselves, right? They just look...
Smooth me out.
Filtered to death.
Okay, well, that's good. I like that you're making a living doing that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good
really
job.
Cool. Yeah, it's fun.
You are delightful. Thank you so much for listening and being on the show. We hope you call us often, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Kinsey. We have the nicest listeners.
She was sweet.
Well, here comes Molly. We'll see if she's still not. Maybe Molly won't be nice.
Hello.
I don't know.
Are you a monster?
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
What's your story? What's the story of your life, Molly?
Well, I don't know what to say about that, but I'm actually glad Cody won because I was getting too nervous to play the game. So
you want to just play it for fun?
To be able to talk.
Do you want to face your fear and just play it for fun right now?
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. You sound nervous. I don't want you to puke or anything.
All right, let's see how you do. No. This is just for fun. So this is not for a prize. Okay. It's just to see how you do. Because I bet you'll just nail it, okay?
Okay.
All right, 10 seconds. Give us five capitals of South American countries. Ready and go.
Bogota, Colombia, Quito, Ecuador, Lima, Peru, La Paz, Bolivia, Asuncion, Paraguay, Santiago, Chile.
You know what? You're a
winner!
Winner!
You don't win anything, but you're a winner!
You're so good!
You.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was impressive.
I'm going to tell you something. I was doing that to mess with you. You killed it. When we're done talking to you, I'm going to place you back on hold. I want you to give Josh your name and your mailing address, and I'm going to mail you a signed Mindbender book just because you killed
that. Oh, that's so fun. Thank you. I just finished reading your Domino on the Radio book while listening to it. It was wonderful and a great memory lane walk. Thank you. It was great.
I'm excited.
I love the Mindbender. I actually have two of them. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, which ones do you have?
Well, yeah, I don't want to send you the wrong one.
Well, I think it's just the version 1 and 2, the first two, because we used to play it like on car rides when we went on trips. So I would do that with my kids and my husband. So
you're an all-star. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get information. I'm going to have you give Josh your full name and your mailing address and have him repeat it back to you and everything. And then what I'll do is I'll mail you a signed copy of one of either number 3 or 4. Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're awesome. And now Thanks you so can much. Call because you killed it. So you don't need to ever be nervous again, right?
Well, it's funny because in high school in Spanish class we had to learn it and it was put to this silly song and I've memorized it ever since. So
Jeremy, make her sing the song. Jeremy, make her sing the song.
Sing the song, Molly.
I can't do it though. That's most of it was you know, now I'm getting too nervous.
Now you're piddling a little bit.
Yeah, now I'm taking too hard.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a caretaker for the most part. I have a few people that I take care of. So
yeah, you're a good human.
You sound like you have a very sweet heart, so I'm glad you do that.
And thank you.
You mean the world to us. Listen, hold on and give Josh that info, all right? And thank you for hanging out with us. And thank you for reading the memoir, too. That means a ton to me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Bye, Molly. Have a great day. Very, very sweet. We have the greatest listeners on the planet. Here's La 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 La.
Finally.
You had to wait a long time, didn't you, Lola?
Yes, but I'm patient.
That's good. Perfect. You were the perfect person to be the last caller then.
That's right.
I am. Perfect.
He's right. The man is right.
So do you work?
I do pet sitting.
Another pet person.
I'm a pet sitter, and I'm also an author.
What kind of stuff do you write? It's World Book Day.
Hey.
I wrote two children's books and a unique short story book. They're on Amazon.
Well, right, what do you mean by a unique short story? What does that mean?
Well, when I put unique, it's because I had to use the word unique because I wrote them and they're just, unique is another word for weird.
Okay, that's cool. I like weird.
Yeah.
Kind of like Twilight Zone, Outer Limits kind of stuff.
No, I wouldn't say weird. There's some fables in here where the animals are talking.
Oh, right. That's a whole genre, though, isn't it?
Talking genre, animals?
Yeah, the weird
Unique short stories and fables. Fables are the animals are talking, and there's a moral behind it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting really deep here.
Well, that's okay. Well, thank you for hanging out with your boys in the morning. It means the world to us.
You're very welcome. You guys are very entertaining.
Well, thank you, Lola.
Thank you, Lola. Yeah, and we think our listeners have been entertaining today, for sure.
You're pretty swell.
But I was just watching, I was just watching YouTube Fall Guy bits and parts on YouTube just now.
For the movie or the TV show?
No, for the movie, for the new movie.
Yeah, okay.
Emily Blunt, Ryan Gosling, but I didn't win. But that's
you were just watching Ryan Gosling videos is what you were doing.
And lusting.
No, I was literally watching The Fall Guy because it's coming out. And I think that it's honorable that they're doing that about stuntmen because I've been saying, where are the awards for stuntmen for years?
We need more stuntmen content for sure.
I once had a shirt that said that.
Yeah, and that's my point is... I like when you go to a movie, I always watch the end of the credits.
And you wait for the stuntman to be mentioned?
Yeah. Well, everybody, but there's such a huge crew, and then I've been waiting for a stuntman movie, and it's finally out.
Finally, I know, it's great.
Well, so I might have to write a little mini storybook about that.
Falling in love with a stuntman.
Right. No, have a
talking But it has to be a horse. It has to be a horse that falls in love with it.
Yeah.
A horse?
Have a sheep and a stuntman. And that's a whole new genre right there.
I dig
Lola,
it.
Lola,
you have...
What?
You have been outstanding. You go have a great day today, okay?
I just want to tell you one more thing. I went to a stunt dog show in Parker.
You did?
Yeah. Real stunt dogs.
Did the dog like drive a car into a brick wall or something or what?
They train them all over the world and
like how to fall downstairs?
Cool. No, they jump up and they jump over people and it was just really cool.
Oh.
There
wasn't any like dogs flying helicopters or anything.
No, they didn't
Lame.
Do that.
Lame.
Oh, no.
Well, you're a good sport. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Have a terrific day, okay?
Well, thank you. I wanted to let everyone know about my...
No.
Can I say something about my books? Is that allowed?
No, you
sadly,
already did.
Sadly, we can't do that because then everybody would call and just do free advertising.
Oh, yeah. But you're right. That's bad.
Yeah. We have advertisers who pay to be on, to advertise, and they would be very upset.
They don't sound that good anyway, Lola.
Okay, then I'll mention my favorite book. Okay, my favorite book is Matthew Perry, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing.
Oh, yeah. May he rest.
I'll make a note of it. Very good. I'm going to try this again. Lola, thank you for being on our show. We hope you have the best day of your life today, okay?
Anything else you wanted to say, Lola?
No, I've got to put her on hold. That was a fantastic group of people.
Really good humans.
So good.